America today is certainly not our forefathers' vision. Women can vote, schools are desegregated, and a few of our country's leaders are not old white straight cis men. However, it is worth noting that some of our forefathers' vision has not yet been abolished by passionate feminists that want to smash the patriarchy, anti-racism advocates fighting for equity, and social justice activists that want to disassemble the systems of oppression that our country was founded on. If our forefathers traveled through time to visit the country that America is today, I think that they would be appalled. However, if they gradually lived through the centuries of the United States' existence and development, they might be educated enough to understand its current state. There lies the importance of education and understanding in our progress on the path towards a better and more equitable future. In order for all citizens in America to be heard, represented, and respected, we need to acknowledge the hidden and suppressed histories of our country. When our founding fathers crossed the Atlantic Ocean from Great Britain, they brought a sexist, racist, and elitist culture with them. They viewed the inalienable rights of the Constitution as the inalienable rights of white property-owning men, because in that time that was considered the natural order of things. The founding fathers desired the opposite of equity, a concept they could not even yet comprehend. They created a government that benefited them, which resulted in the oppression of American citizens. When our forefathers founded America, their goal was to leave the taxation without representation of Great Britain. Colonizers created the United States because they wanted freedom, but the country that they envisioned only allowed freedom to a narrow few. Multiple examples throughout history show that the United States Declaration of Independence only gave independence to a select privileged group of people. In 1848, the Declaration of Sentiments, written at the Seneca Falls Women's Rights Convention, altered the language of the Declaration of Independence to prove their point that women deserve to be granted equal rights to men. In 1966, the Black Panther Party's 10-point program also incorporated language from the Declaration of Independence to emphasize the lack of rights of black people in the United States. Over and over, the historically marginalized people of the United States of America have had to fight back against the systems of oppression and discrimination that our country was built upon to secure equal rights with the ones who founded the country. When the Founding Fathers created America, they constructed a system that benefited them, allowing privileged, upper-class white men to receive profits, make decisions, and govern the citizens of America. They held all of the power in the system, and their Constitution ensured that generations of white property-owning men would continue to possess the entirety of decision-making power in the country. Case in point, when President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Act to abolish slavery in 1862, he paid reparations to white enslavers. As another example, women were incarcerated under the Chamberlain-Conn Act simply by a constable's suspicion that they had an STI before they could vote or had any rights in the legal system to protect themselves. As a result, the citizens of the United States of America, particularly groups of marginalized and oppressed people, suffered under the law and punishment of a government that they had no say in. This is a remarkably ironic parallel to the experience of the Founding Fathers in Great Britain, forced to live under a government that did not represent them. As the years went by, American citizens began to speak up for their rights. Organizations like the NAACP, ACLU, the Black Panther Party, and the National Organization for Women grew out of a rising discontent with the United States government. Many of these organizations are still active today and are leading us on the path towards equity. As Barack Obama powerfully declared in his speech, A More Perfect Union, delivered during the 2008 presidential campaign, it is up to us, the citizens of the United States, to continue the long march of those who came before us, a march for a more just, more equal, more free, more caring, and more prosperous America. Now is the time to honor our country's history of resistance and continue the ongoing fight for freedom and equality. It is our responsibility to carry on the hard work of generations of American citizens to change the systems of oppression our country was built upon and create a government that will benefit we, the people, not only the privileged ones, but all of us. It is time to continue writing our Constitution, amending the living and breathing document that defines the democracy of the United States. I want the inalienable rights that we've been denied since the founding of our country. America today is not how the Founding Fathers intended it to be. We still have more work to do to make this country a place that is welcoming and supportive of people of all identities and backgrounds. We are resilient, and I believe that we can progress towards equity. I believe that we can found our own understanding of what it means to be American.